Well, scientists are heading out with mixed feelings this month to resume field work on the English Wabagoon River between Dryden and Grassy Narrows First Nation. Earlier this year, it looked like the province was committed to funding their work straight through until the mercury in the river was cleaned up. But last week's budget cast deep doubts on that commitment. It contains $2.1 million for the English Wabagoon River system. Advocates say that's a far cry from what will be needed to stop the poisoning of the fish and the people in the First Nations downstream. John Rudd is a mercury expert, the head scientist for the Grassy Narrows science team. He talked with the CBC's Jody Porter about the work he's undertaking this summer.
We're trying to follow a timetable that Premier Wynne set for us so that we can have contracts signed for remediation next spring. And in order to get that remediation, those remediation contracts signed by next spring, we need to have the engineers involved, like this month, to start their engineering design work. So if there isn't additional funding allocated very soon for the engineering design, we won't be able to keep to the premier's timetable.
Can you explain how that timetable came to be?
Well, I met Chief Obister and David Suzuki, and I met with the premier in February, and had a very positive meeting. And I was very impressed by her commitment to clean up the English Wabagoon. And at that time, she set that timetable for us, and the chief and I agreed that we would work towards that, and we're continuing to do that.
And so, how do you explain what appears to be a gap? You have a commitment and a timetable for a cleanup, but you don't have the money to work towards that.
I can't explain it. I take the premier at her word. I think she's very committed, and I was very impressed with the meeting we had in February, and I just remain hopeful that this funding is going to arrive in time that we can get going.
I spoke with the chief after the budget came out, and he was feeling very, very disappointed that there wasn't money allocated in the budget. Do you share that disappointment?
Yeah, it is disappointing, because I was at this stage about 35 years ago with the English Wabagoon. We did a study then, and as a result of that study, the procedure that we're planning to use right now was recommended to Cabinet at that time. But after that study, our report was put on the shelf, and it sat there until we got back to work on this a year or two ago. So I guess I'm just hoping this isn't deja vu all over again, and we just do our study this summer, and then it doesn't go any further. So I certainly hope this money will be forthcoming.
What keeps you motivated, experiencing that disappointment 30 years ago and then experiencing the same sort of thing now?
Well, it was a big disappointment 30 years ago, and since that time, the Grassy Narrows people have continued to suffer with this mercury pollution all of these years, and so that's what motivates all of us, is we want to finally get this cleaned up.
I've heard that it may take 10 years to do the cleanup and millions of dollars. What's your estimate?
Well, I think that's fairly accurate. That's the time scale for the we're using very benign, safe procedures, and so their effect will take time to develop. Actually it was refreshing to me to talk to the Grassy Narrows people about the length of time it will take to clean up the river, and their perspective is they want to see people working on it, and they understand it's going to take time, and they would be happy if their grandchildren can fish from the river again. So I thought that was a very good perspective to have on this cleanup.
And what's the financial commitment? Have you made estimates to that degree?
We have a very rough estimate of for the overall cleanup of less than $100 million. But until the engineering design is done, there can be no really accurate estimates.
Okay. Thanks for your time.
Okay, bye.
That is John Rudd, mercury scientist, the head scientist for Grassy Narrows science team working on the Wabagoon River system. Now, the spokesperson for the Ministry of Environment and Climate Change says government is committed to creating and implementing a comprehensive remediation action plan for the river system.